Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Now it's time to play Who the Hell Is This?
All right, Danny, it's time to play Who the Hell Is This? Where we're going to give you four 10-second clips of a song. And you're going to have to guess the name of the band. And lots of times we like to go deep in this the archives. Sometimes we'll do a known band with an obscure song. But lots of times it's fun to do an obscure band that you may have never heard of or possibly heard of. You just don't know. So, Danny, this week the first one I got for you is going to be tough.
Oh, jeez.
But you never know. You get four guesses, and each time you miss... I'll give you a little bit more. I'll give you some hints, and you'll hopefully get the answer. But the first one is definitely tough.
Okay, here we go with clip number one.
All right.
Wow.
Any clue?
Is it Red Dragon Cartel?
No, nice guess though, but no. All right, your first hint is this came out in 1991. That's your, and it's a song that was featured in a movie, the Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man soundtrack.
Oh, I've heard that's a good soundtrack.
And that song is on it. That band is on it. Go ahead.
All right, clip number two. We got a good thing going. Wow, the singer does not sound familiar.
Not a known guy.
Is it Badlands?
It is not Badlands. Nope. Your next hint. Two former original members of a huge British band were in this band. And this band put out one album and dissolved. But two former members of a huge British band. And one of these guys you've seen in person, in fact, you were 5 feet away from him when you saw him play. So that's your clue.
Oh, a huge British band.
Who you've seen in a small theater. And one of those two guys you've seen in person.
Okay. Let's do number three here.
Any clue?
Let's see. Is it Man Ray's?
Nope. You're in the right ballpark. Okay. Your next clue is Pete Willis and Frank Noon from Def Leppard, the original drummer, were in this band. The name of the song is Tower of Love. All right. That's all I'll give you.
I know Pete Willis went. I can't remember the name of the band.
My next clue will give it away, but go ahead and play track four.
That's Pete Willis playing?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I don't remember what the name of his band was.
Take a wild crack at it.
Make
something up.
Short little dudes.
Incorrect. Yeah, he was a short. He is a short little dude. All right, your last hint will be: the name of this band is also the name of a Patrick Swayze movie that most people, when it's on, watch it. And it's kind of a bad movie. It's got a horrible ending, but it's one of those stupid movies where you've probably seen it 15 times.
Is it Dirty Dancing?
No, worse.
What was that? Roadhouse?
It's Roadhouse is the name of the band.
Roadhouse. Shoot, that doesn't even come back to me as knowing the band that Pete Willis was in.
Yeah, shoot. It was a band called Roadhouse, and as soon as they released the album, the band kind of broke up. I think record company issues. I mean, the album's not that bad. But yeah, I guess Pete, after that, quit the music business, and I think he became a real estate broker or something like that. But yeah, Roadhouse was the name of that band, and for Who the Hell Is This?
Roadhouse.
Which is why we do this, to rediscover bands like that.
Yeah, how are you going to find that album?
Yeah, it's probably way out of print.
Yeah, jeez, okay.
But I have it, and you probably have it.
All right, your turn.
See, that Roadhouse is lost in the library of music we have that we'll probably never get to ever again.
Exactly, but I like the sounds. Song sounded pretty cool.
Yeah, so you never know. Maybe you'll try it out.
Maybe.
Okay, so your song. You think this is a tough one for me?
Yes. Oh. I don't know. You sent me this album, but I don't know if you listened to it at all.
Well, there's so much stuff that I send you, I never get a chance to listen to. All right, so here we go. Track number one. Sounds really cool. Is it Rob Zombie?
No, that is not correct.
Okay.
It's not really even close.
Oh, damn it. Okay, well, it sounded cool.
This album came out. It's a debut album for this band. It came out in March of 2020.
Wow. Brand new band, 2020. Wow, that's going to be tough. There's so much stuff coming out nowadays.
Yeah.
I mean, people wouldn't know that, but if you just go on the internet and if you like a certain type of music, there's all kinds of bands playing the stuff that you like. All right, let me go to track two because I don't have a clue.
All right.
Holy smokes. I like the sound of it. Is it Diamonds?
No, that is incorrect. No. The guitar player, I think we saw him at M3 as part of his... He left this band, and it was one of the biggest bands. Well, it was the headliner at M3. I'll tell you that.
Wow. It's the headliner at M3, and we saw him?
I think...
You know what?
I think you were with me the year that they headlined.
Maybe. Okay. I think I got an idea who you're talking about.
But, all right.
Oh, let's see. I don't remember the name of that band. I like this. But is the guy you're talking about from Tesla?
Yes, that is correct.
You were talking about Tommy Skeel from Tesla, and I know he formed a new band.
Yep.
And I can't remember the name of the damn band. All right.
That's going to be a problem then.
Yeah, well, you better give me some hints after this next, after we play track four here. Here we go. You're going to have to give me a hint.
Well, the name of the song was Knocked Down.
Knocked Down. And it's Tommy's
the
got
first
a
first song on the... It's a self-titled debut album. And Jeff is the guitar player. There's only two other guys in the band. Jeff McManus is the singer. And the drummer, I don't know his name.
Tommy Skeel was the guitar player. Oh, Soul Circus. And, I don't know.
Oh, wow. That's fairly close with the... The name of the band is two words. Both begin with S.
Soul Skirts. I don't know.
The album cover features a bunch of animal skins on the front.
Soul Skins.
Skin Suit.
Skin Suit. Okay, wow. Good one, because I knew that album came out, and I'd never listened to it.
Yeah, it's a good album. It rocks like that first song.
But I like what I heard.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a cool song.
Skin Suit. Okay.
Skin Suit. Yeah, there's like 9 pictures of different skins on the front of this album.
And I think they're based out of Florida, if I remember correctly. But now this is what Who the Hell Is This is all about.
Exactly.
Roadhouse, a band that...
Roadhouse and Skin Suit.
Skin Suit. Wow. If anybody got both of those, I'll be impressed.
Yeah, you'd need your own show.
Yeah, in fact, if you do have your own show, we're going to subscribe to it and steal your stuff. You know what's funny about, I wouldn't say stealing, but some of the bits that we did in the past, I hear so many podcasts doing the same ones that we did. I'm like, oh, really? Oh God. Especially when it comes to the track by track. I heard there's at least 2 shows that do the same format where they take 1 against 1, 2 against 2, 3 against 3. I'm like, are you kidding me?
That's funny because I don't listen to any other podcasts. I don't listen to podcasts at all.
Yeah.
I listen to ours when it comes out just to hear how it sounds and, you know, make fun of my own voice and hear my wife do the promos and stuff. But I don't listen to any other podcast, so if anybody wants to accuse me of stealing their bits, go ahead. You'd have to prove that I listened to it, which good luck doing that because it doesn't happen.
Yeah, I know, to be honest with you, we really don't care if you steal it or not. You know, we're just doing this for fun because sometimes people take it and make it better.
Yeah, good on you. We need to do another one of those track by tracks.
Yeah.
We've done one. Wow.
Yeah. It's just funny when I see them. I go, really? You guys are doing that? Come on.
I know where you got that.
Yeah, I know exactly where you got that from.
Great idea.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? Since a lot of podcasts can't play music, you know, a lot of them played songs. And if those podcasts got big, they got them taken off. But, you know, we could probably go back playing songs like we used to in the past. But
yeah, who wants the trouble? I mean, playing clips is cool.
Yeah, even YouTube will pull your stuff. Our stuff doesn't go on YouTube anymore because, you know, it's copyrighted. I'm like, we played 5 seconds of it. Give me a break. Yeah.
Yeah, because we're getting rich off this.
Yeah. We got copyright infringement for, remember the beginning of intellectual poetry where we play like, it's like 6 seconds of a Queen song? We got dinged for that.
Really?
Yeah. Queen's doing just...
Queen goes overboard in their stuff. If you watch any of the Rick Beato videos on YouTube, he can't play any Queen because it gets taken down immediately.
Yeah, it may not be. It might be the record companies doing it. I don't know. Everybody's trying.
I don't think Brian May is strolling through YouTube trying to look for people playing Queen songs.
The record industry is hurting so bad. They're trying to monetize everything.
Yeah.
So if you use it, you better have, you know, permission, and you're going to pay.
Yeah. So that's just it. You're going to pay.
Yeah, stupid. But on that note, if you can... Yeah, get that Skin Suit out. I'm going to go have to listen to that one, too. I really like
You're
that.
You're going to be busy.
Yeah, and well, I'm driving to Bakersfield, so hey, you know.
How far is that?
Hour and 10 minutes. We're so excited when we went up there yesterday. They have a Raising Cane's there. I don't know if you know what that is.
Oh, it's like a chicken place?
Yeah, chicken tender place. We don't have them around here.
There's not one here. There's one down in Charlottesville.
Pretty good.
It's the only one I've seen.
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Thumbs up. If you go over Raising Cane's, go get the 4-piece.
All right.
they give you toast with it, too. It's pretty good, so.
All right.
All right. A couple of fat guys talking about food. All right.
The other podcast we do.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. It's a new podcast. Fat guys talking about food.
That's tasty.
Woo. All right. On that note, on to the next one. Fat guys talking about food. Here we go. We'll make us millions.
There's a restaurant here called Two Fat Guys. And the food is delicious. And they have like all these special sauces for wings. They have like a Dr. Pepper sauce and a peanut butter and jelly sauce. And you'd think they sound gross, but it's fantastic.
No, you had me at Dr. Pepper sauce.
Oh, God, it's so good. It's basically barbecue sauce with Dr. Pepper base.
I'm so in.
Well, next time you come out here, I'll take you.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
Well, get these kids out of the house.
If you enjoy the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, you can go to Spreaker.com and sign up for free to follow the show. All past episodes can also be streamed or downloaded at Spreaker.com.
If you enjoy the show, please go to Apple Podcasts and give us a review and rate the show. The more positive reviews we receive, the more listeners we can attract to the show. If you give us a 5-star rating, we will be sure to thank you on the show.
For it is a human number. Its number is 6.
Okay, boys and girls out there, it's time for 6 and 30, where we're going to play 6 songs in 30 seconds. So 5 seconds a song, and you're going to have to guess the name. Well, just guess the artist. See if you can go 6 for 6, which doesn't happen too often in this particular bit. And all these 6 songs have a common theme running through them.
All right, so do you want to do mine first?
Yeah, I will do yours first.
Okay. All right, so the theme of this one is these are all new wave of British heavy metal bands.
New wave of British heavy metal bands. Let me get my pen and paper ready for this.
And you know, of course, you know all these bands.
Okay. New Wobbum, they call them. The people in the know. All right, let's listen to this together and see how many we can get.
Trying to change my life when I just want to relax. I've been cheated. My heart's been through.
These are your others, you must obey. Heavy your children.
Ooh. A couple of them I got right away. A couple of them were like, I think it's that. And there's one. I like, what? All right.
Well, maybe you need one more time.
I think I'll do this again. All right, here we go. Wow, that was not as easy as it normally is there, Danny. Put some thought into this one. Okay, here we go.
Angel, don't be angel. I'm not no rich fat daddy trying to change my life when I just want to relax.
Wow, I haven't heard that last song in a long time, but I know it.
Oh yeah, I had to listen to it a couple times after I put that together.
All right, so new wave of British heavy metal bands, 6 yep. songs. All right, the first one was the Mama's Boys, Needle in the Groove.
That is correct. Love that song.
All right. The second one was Saxon, 747, Strangers in the Night.
Yep.
Now here's the tough one.
Yep.
The third one, I think the song is called Angel, and I really have no idea who it was. So
the song is actually Dirty Faced Angels.
Dirty Faced Angels. All right, I'm going to say Heavy Petting.
No, that's not too far off, though.
I don't have a clue. That one wasn't familiar at all.
Okay, next one.
All right, the fourth one, easy, Raven.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, don't need your money, honey. Metallica needs to cover that song.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, the fifth one was Praying Mantis. Cheated.
Okay, I didn't know you'd get that one. All right.
Yeah, and the last one I think is Tank Heavy Artillery.
That is right.
Yes. All right. So 5 out of 6.
5 out of 6, not too bad. The third one was Tokyo Blade.
Oh, God, I should have guessed Tokyo Blade because I know you love Tokyo Blade. And that's a band I never quite got into.
Yeah, I like them. That's a... I like that album too. So
yeah, kind of a poor man's Iron Maiden in the beginning. Yeah, I remember you had all their stuff and you were praising Tokyo Blade at the Yin Yang. And I just didn't stick with me. But one of those few bands between us that you got and I didn't get.
Yeah, I definitely like them. So, well, that was pretty good, though. 5 out of 6.
Wow. Like okay. Okay. Now it's on to your list. And the theme running through the first songs for you is all of these bands have the word white in their name.
Oh, man. Okay.
Some of them are hard. Some are going to go, oh, my God. Good luck.
All right, let's see how we do here. I'm guilty of love. It's a crime of passion. I'm out on the road and I'm rockin', stinkin'. Yeah, more human than human. More human than human. Drums out in her head. It's gonna rock. She loves her appetite. I never interfere. There'll be a light and thunder. There'll be a... Holy crap.
Some of them were easy, some of them were not.
Yeah, I think I got 3 of them right off the top.
Okay, well, I hope everybody out there did well, because I know some of these are tough. One of them I know is super tough, kind of like your Tokyo Blade one.
Yeah, I'm going to need to listen to it again here. I'm guilty of love. It's a crime of passion. I'm out on the road and I'm rocking. Jesus.
All that's right. You've heard them all.
Oh, man.
Okay, so you ready for number... What was the first one you heard?
First one, of course, Whitesnake.
Correct.
Then there was Great White.
Correct.
Then it was Rob Zombie's band.
Remember the theme of everything has the white in their name?
Yeah, I know. It was like White Zombie.
Correct.
Then White Sister.
Correct. Ooh, a tough one. White Sister. That's 4 for 4.
Yeah, his voice was fairly distinct, so.
Now here's the tough one.
The fifth one, I have no clue. I can't even place it.
Yeah, this song was a single. It was a Canadian band called White Wolf.
Oh, man. Never even heard of them. Jeez.
Yeah. Okay, you're 5.
And then the last one, I'm pretty sure that's White Lion.
Correct. Ooh, 5 for 6.
Man, we tied.
We tied. We just told you how hard this thing is, and we got 5 out of 6. Well, Tokyo. Well,
if anybody got 6 out of 6, I hats off to him, because both of those were tough. Tokyo Blade and the
White Wolf.
White Wolf.
Released two albums, had MTV videos, and that song I played is probably their best song, called She. Everything else is kind of forgettable. In my opinion.
Man, I've never even heard of them. Jeez.
I had to find 6 acts with the word white in it.
Yeah.
I think I found one. I forgot what the other one. One was pretty... I can't even remember which one it was.
I know there's White Tiger.
Yeah, that was the one, because I had Mark St. John in the band.
Right.
And that would have been super tough, too, because I remember the album came out, and I didn't like it. I couldn't name one song off of it.
Exactly.
Yeah, Dave Donato was the singer.
White Glass... Glass White, I don't know. That may be going way too far back.
Yeah, we went old school on that particular list for you guys. So if you're old like we are, maybe you didn't struggle. But I bet you most people struggle with that.
Yeah, but it's fun for us to put together, so.
Yeah, all right. Very good. That was a lot of fun.
5 out of 6. Way to go.
All right, so the next time we do this one, we'll make it harder for you guys out there.
Absolutely.
All right, and we're out.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
In my dentist's office.
More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.